Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Ah, welcome back to the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a rainy Monday as we kick off Top 11 Week. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
I'm feeling pretty good, brother Spike. Rain? Are you kidding me? Phillies are coming off a sweep. Ah, it's like sunshine outside. I don't see any rain. I don't see any rain. Fightins are doing well. They're headed on the right track, being led by Alec Bohm and Otto. Not Otto Graham. Otto Kemp.
Automatic.
Automatic. Otto. I love it. Jackie Baseball. I know you got to be feeling good today. How is your boy?
I am feeling good, and what a great Father's Day weekend. I mean, what a nice Father's Day weekend. We saw Tiger Woods win the U.S. Open yesterday. That was a great sign.
Tiger Woods did not win the U.S.
Open. No, but it was in a rain delay or whatever, and they showed an old highlight.
That was more exciting than the actual U.S.
Started welling up a little bit, and all you idiots, they call this team dead. And so they can't beat good teams.
Uh-oh.
5-6 against teams over 500.
He's peacocking.
There it is.
He's feeling good.
Week to week with this guy and how he feels about the Phils.
We're back.
Yeah. Well, it is a very, very big show as we kick off Top 11 Week. I know you've heard the other shows talking about it, and we appreciate those guys for getting their votes in. Almost everybody on the WIP staff got their lists into us this
Great
year.
Great group participation this year.
Yeah. One thing I haven't noticed, lack of thank yous.
Yeah, there has been a lack of thank yous. You're welcome for the content, everybody. You're welcome for the content. But the Top 11 kicks off really with our show today.
Yes.
And by the way, later on, and we'll get to this in a moment, Joe DiCamera joins us at 4 to talk about his list. We'll get to that. We'll get to him in a moment. This is how it's going to work. If you don't remember Top 11 from last year, chances are you don't remember how it worked. And chances are we didn't even do it this exact way last year. So here's how it is. The official list. Now, you'll hear lists from WIP staff. You'll hear lists from us. You'll give your list. But the official list is made up of your votes from last week and WIP staff votes. They are weighted equally 50-50 in the official Top 11 list, which we will reveal all week. Every day at 2:30, starting with today, we will reveal another part of the list. So today, we will start at the bottom of the list, and at 2:30 today, we will reveal number 11 and number 10. Then tomorrow, 9 and 8, 7 and 6, and then finally on Friday, we will reveal 3, 2, and 1. We will reveal our list throughout the week. Ike will be first today. He is going first, even though he is the headliner, because we're all a little worried about Ike changing his list as the week goes on.
Which he will.
Yeah, so we wanted to get him on first today.
Fair concern.
Yes.
That's a fair concern.
So that'll be at 4:30 today. We'll have some surprises. We have Jolly on with us at Thursday to give his list. Elliot's list tomorrow, I'm sure, will cause lots of fights. So thank you for all the voting at 94WIP.com. So again, your votes are half the list, and WIP votes are the other half of the list. Now, Ike, the first person, I believe, to reveal his list on the air today was actually Joe DiCamera.
Yeah.
And I didn't hear. I need confirmation, but I was told that he kept calling it top 10. even though it's top 11.
Very disrespectful.
Incredible disrespect.
That does not surprise me at all.
No. Now, as I read through his list, you might notice a notable, omission from this list. So Joe's list went like this. Number 11, Ranger Suarez. Number 10, Jordan Mailata. Number 9, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 8, Landon Dickerson. Number 7, Zach Bond. Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, Jalen Carter. Number 4, A.J. Brown. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, Bryce Harper. And number 1, Saquon Barkley. So Ike, as you notice, Joe DiCamera did not put Jalen Hurts on his top 11 list.
Yeah, let me just say this, because this is going to be a great week of finally unveiling this top 11 athlete list in Philadelphia. The fans who've had their chance to vote and submit their list. I respect everybody who works here, who have submitted lists to contribute to what we're doing here in the afternoon. But, you know, Joe DiCamera is sitting on the morning show. He's sitting on the morning show. That's a prime time slot.
Yeah, some would say the second best on the station.
Oh, it's no doubt. At best, it's the second best.
Yes.
And you got to watch out for that midday show.
Right,
they're doing pretty good, that midday show. But I'm saying, so what he says carries a lot of weight. Whether you believe him or not, I'm just saying he's on a platform to where he reaches a lot of people. Now, his list, okay, there are athletes on there I'm okay with because they're quite frankly on my list. Let me just say this. The fact that Jalen Hurts is not a top 11 athlete on his list, I'm not going to even go off on Joe because I'm going to give Joe time to explain why he doesn't have Jalen on his top 11 list. He's coming on with us, so I'll wait to unleash on him. But this is what got me. This is what is bothering me, because he is a representative of not a lot of people, but that minority, that vocal minority, that still has doubt in Jalen Hurts. And I just don't get it. I just don't get it. We've, as a Philadelphia sports fan base, as an Eagle fan base, have often complained about the guy who lines up under center in that position as to whether or not he has the chops to get it done. We've had great players play at that position, right? Like we've had the Randall Cunninghams, the Ron Jaworskis, the Donovan McNabbs, Michael Vicks, Wentz, Foles. It's great players that have played that position, and they've all been under that scrutiny. I get that. But this dude has been able to accomplish something that those other guys have not been able to accomplish. Now, we want to go through all the, I don't know, ancillary sort of reasons as to why his resume looks the way it looks and why he's viewed the way he's viewed. And even I've got caught up in that debate. But here's what I don't do. I don't disrespect the man. And I feel like this is flat out disrespect. You don't have Jalen Hurts in your top 11 athlete in this city. The guy just won the Super Bowl. He's a Super Bowl MVP. How is he not one of the top athletes in this city? He plays the most critical position, the most scrutinized position, the most difficult position to play because of the scrutiny, because you're never satisfied with what he does at that position. I don't mean him. I mean figuratively, the quarterback position. We're never satisfied unless you win. Then this guy goes and wins, and we're still not satisfied. I don't get it. He's not perfect. There's an argument, elite, all this other stuff. But this is just flat out disrespectful to me. And we got to stop it. You're an Eagles fan. I'm an Eagles fan. DeCamera's an Eagles fan. Fritz is a semi-Eagles fan.
Nice.
But,
come on.
But the idea that we don't appreciate the guy who plays the most important position, the most critical position, on the team that matters the most in this city.
Easy.
The team that matters the most. This dude gets the least amount of respect of any athlete in this town. I'm ready to say that. He gets the least amount of respect for the stature that he holds, the importance that he holds, the significance that he plays in the sports fabric of this town, this dude gets the least amount of respect, man. Oh, now you want to play. Now you want to play the bias.
I saw him laughing. I was wondering what was coming.
See, this is what he wants to do. This is what he wants to do. I feel like this is the beginning. This is the first day. The camera, this is nonsense. And I'm waiting on the rest of these lists to come out to see where Jalen Hurts is disrespected at by a lot of you.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I just don't think it's crazy. I have him on my list for sure. I do. I'm going to reveal that he's on my list.
It's good of you he made your top 11 list.
For sure. But like, I think if Joe is talking about what he sees, and what he sees is a player that isn't... Like, if I go through his list and I say to myself, is Saquon better at being running back than Jalen is at being quarterback? I would say yes. Is Bryce Harper better? Like, all these questions. Zach Wheeler, A.J. Brown, Jalen Carter.
I don't know if Bryce Harper is better at his position than Jalen is.
You don't know if Bryce Harper...
I'm ready to argue that now.
Zach Wheeler, A.J. Brown, okay. Jalen Carter, okay. Lane Johnson, okay. Zach Bond.
Bonds did it one year.
I understand from a resume perspective and an accomplishment perspective, but if we all talked about how we're doing our list, right?
Talent. You don't see the talent?
Look, it's a deep class in Philadelphia right now. And when you're this is much more difficult this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
And I saw, you know, Gillio has him at 9 and some people have him at 6 and blah, blah, blah. And
9.
Well,
that's also disrespectful.
I just don't. I think if
Brad Gillio kept him in the top 11.
If the list is most accomplished, if you're looking at resume, he's got to be on there. If you're looking at what you see, I could see an argument for not having him on there. It all just depends on what's most important to you. And if Joe is saying what he sees is not it, then I guess I kind of get it.
No, I don't get it. Over the last year?
Yes.
You mean tell me over the last year?
Yes, certainly over the last year.
Oh,
the last year more than anything. The last year more than anything. I mean, last year, we had questions.
You know why his last year is viewed the way it's viewed, in all honesty? It's because he set a bar that's so much higher from what he did in 2022. We're still looking for that. And I get that. He was the runner-up MVP. That's what we're looking for. I'm not telling you his numbers last year were outstanding or amazing. I'm not saying that. What I am saying is that they are less appreciated because of the standard that he set. He set.
Because
if those were 28 touchdowns, if they were 10 more passing touchdowns, would you say anything? So take away 10 of his rushing touchdowns.
Yeah.
Even those aren't rushing, but I guess.
They
you.
Are rushing
They're
touchdowns.
Not. They're thrown into the end zone.
Yeah. He gets pushed. Yeah. They fought for it.
Take 10 of those away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And give him 10 passing touchdowns.
It makes a big difference.
But they're still touchdowns.
Yeah, but it matters.
It makes a big difference.
Yeah. You can tell me they're both worth 6 points. I don't believe
they are.
You.
Yeah.
They are.
All right. 215-592-9494.
Yes, they are both worth 6 points.
What should matter more? What you see with your eyes or the resume? Because that's really what it's coming down to. I think Joe, and we'll talk to him at 4 o'clock, is going to say when he watches him, he doesn't see him as one of the best guys. And I'm looking at the list and thinking about the last year. And has Saquon been better? Has Wheeler been better? Has AJ been better? Has Jalen Carter? I think you could make an argument.
AJ has not been better.
You could be, well,
that's
part
because
of
someone.
Yeah, I mean.
What?
Whoa. Is this a truthful show or not?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
215-592-9494. What should be more important? What you see or the accomplishment? Jack, what did you think when you saw that DeCamber didn't have him on his list?
So I thought it was ridiculous. Okay. I really did.
I'm glad you at least have that sort of
thing. I just don't find it as ridiculous.
But it is ridiculous. Like, DeCamber's. I think he puts himself out there as like a beacon of Philadelphia sports, right? Like,
no, he's not.
Nothing can get past me. I'm the smartest, blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Like, I think for a perfect, perfect top 11, you got to marry the two. And I think he has gone too far with what he sees on the field versus what his resume is. So I thought it was ridiculous. Deserves to be in the top 11. I don't think it's top 5, but I think like right around top 5 is where Jalen Hurts deserves to believe.
Yeah,
so we know where he's at on your list.
Again, yeah. I have him on my list. I just don't think Joe is crazy. I think it was actually, I'm going to be honest with you, I thought it was a little ballsy. I thought it was a ballsy move. When he sent me his list
yesterday. Who's my man? Me!
When he sent me his list yesterday, I actually didn't even notice that Hurts wasn't on the list. I didn't notice until this morning. And that's when I started, like, I actually started laughing this morning. Because what I noticed yesterday was the fact that he put Ranger on it. I was like, oh, Ranger's on it. That's weird. I was like, Landon Dickerson, too. I was like, well.
Hold on, he has Landon as his number two guy?
No, Landon's number eight.
Oh, okay.
So here's, again, just before we get to the calls.
All right.
Joe's list, which doesn't have Jalen Hurts on it. And again, there are some people that said to me online, I think Joe is just trying to make everyone mad. I actually don't believe
that. Yeah, this is rage bait. I'm outraged.
Oh, yeah, rage bait this.
I believe Joe believes this, for
oh,
what
no,
it's
I
worth.
I believe he believes it. Yes. So, yes. Is that what rage bait implies, that he doesn't believe it? No,
usually,
he believes it.
Yeah, rage bait implies he doesn't believe
it.
Oh, no, he's just
doing
it to
make him mad. Yes.
So, again, this is Joe's list. And then 215-592-9494. Number one, Saquon. Number two, Bryce. Number three, Zach Wheeler. Number four, A.J. Brown. Number five, Jalen Carter. Number six, Lane Johnson. Number seven, Zach Bond. Number eight, Landon Dickerson. Number nine, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 10, Jordan Mailata. And number 11, Ranger Suarez. 215. See, well, what's that?
See, Ranger.
Yeah. Ranger's pushing it for me.
See, well, he argued this morning that he's the second best Philly. On top of all this.
That's his favorite Philly. I've heard him say that.
Well, he has him as his third best Philly on his,
that's,
on his own
that's
list.
Nonsense.
He can make a case.
I did like Rangers' gutty playoff performance last year.
It was nice.
Yeah. I don't have Ranger on my list. All right, 215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus starts us off here on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Man, it's just like I don't even know. I'm like a loss of words. I'm stuttering over. I don't even know what to say, man. Like, throw the camera. This is the same guy last year that was arguing with Ike, saying that he wouldn't even be the quarterback this year. So that guy already lose credibility.
Yeah. I think he said 26.
There's still time.
Yeah.
I mean, he said he wasn't a franchise quarterback. I mean, I don't know what that means, but I mean, you got two Super Bowls. Or I mean, I don't know what I mean. However you want to view it. So we looking at his list. Okay, you know, I got it pulled up here. Jalen Hurts is better at his position than Quinyon Mitchell is at his. I love Quinyon.
Wow.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're not going to tell me, first of all, PFF ain't even ranked 10 Quinion in the top 10 quarterbacks. You know what I'm saying? We had a debate about that. Now, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Landon Dickerson, a good player. Ranger Suarez, like, I mean, come on. Like, I'm not, I don't care where you put him at in your top 10, but Jalen Hurts is a top 10 player
11.
In the city of Philadelphia, top 11. I mean, I'm saying top 10. Like, I mean, he ain't 11. So I'm just like, I just feel like it's disrespect. Like, he's the only guy in the city that get more disrespect than anybody. Like,
I agree.
Well, Trey Turner, I think.
We sit up here and, like, Bryce Harper, I love Bryce Harper. I got a rule that I only buy jerseys of players that was drafted by the team, but I got a Bryce Harper jersey, right? That's because I respect the guy. But it's like, Bryce Harper sit up here and he can be garbage for a month or whatever. Spike will call it out. Everybody else poo-poo, including myself, you know, we brush over. Oh, yeah. He'll get there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the whole same argument with Jalen last year.
No, but look. Can you sit over there?
I'm just telling you, it's the same argument.
It's a similar argument.
When Harper needs to, he'll show up.
Listen, I'm not saying that I don't have a problem with Bryce Harper. I'm just talking about the list that we're talking about. Joe DeCamera sit up here and he do that, but what'd he rank? Bryce Harper at two, right? Like, so when I look at a guy like Bryce Harper, it all depends on your criteria. Is it off the past year? Or if his resume, because if it's off the resume, or like Saquon Barkley, I mean, he had one season here, right? So, I mean, it was a great season. But if you look at Bryce Harper, it can't be off the past year. You see what I'm saying? So, I can't – with his criteria? Because one, they look like it's based off of his career accomplishments, and one look like it's based off a season. So, I don't know what this guy, you know, what he's doing with his ranking. I got Jalen Hurts. I'm going to go ahead and say it. I put Jalen Hurts at number two on my list. I put Saquon Barkley at number one. I know that shocked you. I went through, you know, I broke it down. I got Saquon at one, and I got Hurts at two because of what they did over the past year. I include resume into it, but it's like.
So let me ask you this. Let me just real quick, because do you think that Jalen is better a quarterback than AJ is at wide receiver?
I'm glad you brought that up. Oh, my God. I forgot about that. I got it on my notes right here. Before Spike got here, did we not have debates on this show about A.J. Brown? Was he even a top 10 receiver? Hey,
we did.
I'm not talking about – I'm asking you a question that you didn't even answer.
Is he better at this moment? A.J. a better receiver, but it's the thing.
Okay, why is Jalen higher on the list?
Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because we had conversations about is A.J. a top 10 receiver. Joe DeCamera said he wasn't. He said – He was like, I love it, but I gotta see. I don't know if AJ Brown is in that category. AJ Brown played one game in the Eagles or two games with the Eagles with a different quarterback. So somebody throwing him the ball. I don't know who it is. You know what I'm saying?
Jalen has made AJ
better.
Yeah,
but here's the thing. You could say that about AJ Brown 4 years ago, but the same people would say that about Zach Wheeler 5 years ago before he got here. And before he got here, nobody knew if Zach Wheeler could put together a full season. And now he's been the best pitcher in the National League for 4 years. So what, I don't care about 4 years ago. If you just said that AJ Brown is a better receiver than Jalen is a quarterback, why is AJ Brown not higher on your list?
Because Zach Wheeler controls his game. Like, Jalen don't got to go. When he don't throw in the ball, AJ crying, right? Making posts. So somebody feeding the ball. Zach Wheeler controls his game.
So why is Zach Wheeler not higher on your list than Jalen is?
I got Zach Wheeler. I didn't go through the whole list.
But why is he not higher than Jalen?
Because resume matters to me.
And his resume is impeccable. He's been better the last 5 years than Jalen has.
He hasn't won a title.
Well, but he's a pitcher in baseball. Come on.
Jalen Hurts was the MVP in the Super Bowl and been the two Super. Listen, because like I'm not saying you do this, Spike, but one thing that people like to do is they like to pinpoint of what Jalen Hurts. I don't do that. I talk about entire career, 2022, 23, 24, 20, all them, or 21, all them seasons. Right? People act like Jalen Hurts ain't been our quarterback before those last six games that he was garbage in, or that the team was garbage in 2023 and last season. Anything before that don't matter. It's just, oh, these last, what, 22, 26 games? That's all we can judge him off of. But we can judge Bryce Harper off of, oh, when we forgot Bryce Harper was missing the playoffs all them years before Kyle Schwarber and all them got a year. You know what I'm saying? But it's baseball. That don't matter.
All right, Corey. Mm-hmm. Fiery start to the day. Start to top 11.
I'm talking
about. Also, I mean.
Need my Jalen disciples out there.
No, they're here.
I can't wait to see where you put them.
Yeah, I know.
I'm 4:30. We're going to find out.
He's going to change before 4:30.
I'm sure he is.
Jalen's going to be at 1.
This right here.
Jalen's going to be at 1. Yep. No.
Don't touch it.
I'm not going to move the list. It's right there.
Take it, Spike. Take it.
Yeah, you know. There it is. Okay. I'm not going to move it.
All right, so coming up next, we will start to reveal the official list. The official list will be revealed throughout the week.
I'm actually glad you grabbed that.
Yes,
so I don't touch
it. I'm going to keep an eye on it. And when I go for my walk, I'm taking it with me. I won't look at it. But I'm taking it with me. 2:30 every day, we will reveal another part of the list. So coming up next, we will reveal on the official list number 11 and number 10 on the 2025 top 11 athletes of Philadelphia list. Talking about Jalen, what should matter more, his accomplishments or what you see with your eyes? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. How old would Tupac would have been today? How old would he have been today?
54.
54 years old.
Yes, sir.
Can't believe he's only like a little bit older than what we are.
Yeah.
Would have been a little bit older than us.
Yeah. A little bit older than us. Yeah. Yeah. Happy birthday to the GOAT.
Happy birthday, the greatest rapper of all time.
Thank you.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget. Visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Let's see if you can get this one, Ike. Something tells me you're going to be on this one. Is it crazy that Joe DeCamera didn't have Jalen Hurts in his top 11 athletes list? Yes, it is, or no, I get it.
No, yes, it is.
What do you think the percentage is at?
I'm going to go 93%.
87.5%. So 12.5% say, no, I get it.
Right.
I do get it a little.
I'm a little outraged by that.
The 12.5%?
Yes.
See, I think, though, some of it is about status in that if you go player by player and say, do you think this player is better at their position than he is at his position? It gets a little more complicated. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing I'll say. Mm-hmm. It gets a little more complicated if you start doing that. He is the quarterback of the football team that just won the Super Bowl and he won Super Bowl MVP. So, you know, like you would think he's got to be on there, but you start going one by one. All right. So every day this week, we will reveal another part of the top 11 that was voted on by you and voted on by the WIP staff 50-50. And for anyone who thinks I monkeyed around with the list, at the end of the week, we can show the work. I'm happy to show the work and all of that. So there was no monkeying around with the list. All right. You ready? You guys ready to kick it off?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
The top 11. Number 11.
Number 11 on the 2025 top 11 list is Devontae Smith.
Wow.
Oh, Smitty. Okay.
Now, I believe Devontae was number 11 last year as well.
Was he number 11?
He was either number 10 or number 11. I guess
right
I should have that.
Right around the same area.
Right around the same area. I understand. I get the sense he's properly rated. I can't tell if maybe Devontae Smith is a little underrated for what he does.
Right.
Do you think, again, it starts getting harder.
Good question.
When you look at 11 and you think, well, that's too low, but then you start looking at the players above him, maybe it's
not. I got
no
problem with it.
He's not even the best receiver on his own team.
I got no problem with Smitty at 11. As a matter of fact, he's one of the ones that I was debating, as you have my list now, so I can't change it anymore.
Yeah.
I was debating.
Put it in my pocket.
In that bottom three. He's one of the guys
that
I was debating.
Where he should be?
Where should he make that bottom three? So that's sort of in the area where, to me, I think the other guys I have in front of him are solidified.
Well, especially
too. Not that he's not a good player, but like you said, he's the number two receiver to A.J. Brown.
Well, and you had said on Friday that you were concentrating more on the last year.
Yep.
And though Devontae had a fine year, he didn't have some sort of explosion year. And there's so many players that did have great years in the last year.
I think where people respect his talent, and he makes difficult catches all the time.
He He was drafted by the Eagles, yeah. which I think gives him a little bit. And
he's just...
He's never a problem.
He's solid. Yeah, he's good.
Yeah.
And his mic'd up, I think, is always funny.
Yeah.
He's a very funny dude. I think Devontae Smith, pound for pound, my favorite Eagle.
Pound for pound.
But he's not in my top 11.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, he's not.
He didn't make your top 11.
It was tough, man.
Don't give it away.
I'm not giving it away.
Holy smokes.
But to your point, though, Spikes, what I'm saying is him towards the bottom of the list is probably where
yes.
he's at.
I think we all saw him.
Yeah,
being in this
he's down season. There somewhere.
And you can't penalize him for who's a quarterback.
All right.
Okay.
We ready for the next one?
Yes.
Here we go.
The top 11. Number 10.
Number 10 on the list of athletes in Philadelphia, the top 11, is Joel Embiid.
Wow.
Who makes the list.
Wow.
He did make the list.
And you didn't screw around with this at all.
I sent it to you this morning.
No, I'm not surprised.
Yeah. And for what it's worth, just so you know, I think the only person who knows all of the list is me and the internet web guys or whatever. So,
and me.
And you, of course. Yeah. Yes.
So this is the...
Combined.
This is combined fans.
And staff.
And us.
Yeah.
This is where he fell at.
Yes.
Okay.
And
right.
By the way, and we'll release this all on Friday, the staff voting and the listener voting.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think listeners had him slightly higher than staff did.
Yeah.
Look, I think this is fair. This was a tough one for me, and I'll do mine on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. This was a tough one for me in that, putting aside the fact that everybody thinks I'm an apologist for him, had his last year was horrible.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that I think, at his best, he is the best athlete in Philadelphia. I think, at his best, he is better at his sport than anybody else is in Philadelphia, mm-hmm. at his very best.
Mm-hmm.
For him to drop to this, and for me to think it's fair, just shows how bad last year was. And I also think it has to do with the outlook moving forward. Now, I've almost gotten to the point where we're all so down and negative on next year. I'm almost buying a little stock that he might just be normal and play his 50 games and put him as I think he's a top five at the very worst in Philadelphia if he's playing his game. But I think he has earned both being on the list and he has earned being number 10. Like being this low on the list. And he was number 2 last year. Bryce Harper was number 1 last year. And Embiid with the biggest drop on the list.
Big fall.
Yeah, from 2 to 10.
Yeah, listen, he's in that group down there in that area where you're like, okay, who do I put on? Who do I leave off? Who do I put on? And get a voter's credit. They have him on the list.
They do.
They have him on the list.
We're not going to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
There are so many interesting names not on the list. I can't wait for people to find out who's not on the list.
So 11 is Smitty and Embiid is 10.
Yes, the official list, the official top 11, number 11, Devontae Smith, which we feel is fair, and number 10, Joel Embiid, which I also feel is fair.
Yeah, I think it's fair.
I think it would be disrespectful to not have him on the list,
I don't know if it would be disrespectful.
I think it would be disrespectful. Well, now, boy, I can't wait to hear yours at 4:30. Oh, my goodness. All right.
It's fair where he's at. It's fair.
It's fair.
All right.
Be disrespectful to not have him on the list, though, is what I'm saying.
But Jalen not being on the top 11 is crazy.
Right. It's not crazy.
It's not crazy.
Just want to make sure we're all...
He's had one great year.
I just want to make sure we're all on the same page here, yes.
He's had one great year. Number one. Yeah. Look, I got him on my list. I'm just saying it's not crazy. 215-592-9494. Andrew and Bluebell, you're on WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality. quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, Andrew?
Andrew.
First time, long time.
Thank you, sir. Brother?
I know we're talking about the cameras list, but here's this is so much worse. Like, Jalen number two. Like, come on, Jalen number two? Like, that's just, like, and he has Wheeler at nine. You're telling me that Cooper DeGene and Quinyon Mitchell are better athletes in the city.
Hold on, so what was Hughes' list? I didn't see Hughes' list.
Here's Hughes' list.
All right, let me hear Hughes'
You want me to count down or count down?
Count down.
Number 11, Jordan Mailata.
Okay.
Number 10, Lane Johnson.
Okay.
Number 9, Zach Wheeler.
Okay.
Number 8, Quinyon Mitchell. Number 7, Cooper DeGene, ahead of Zach Wheeler, by the way. Number 6, Zach Bond. Okay. Number 5, Devontae Smith. Misspelled, but number 5, Devontae Smith. Number 4, Jalen Carter. Number 3, Bryce Harper. Number 2, Jalen Hurts. And number 1, Saquon Barkley.
Wow.
No Schwarber. And by the way, I think having Jalen number 2 is as crazy as having him off the list. For me.
I do.
He's not the second best athlete in the city. It's not even, like, I don't even think.
He had the second best year. Argue that.
Full year?
Yeah.
No.
He did win the Super Bowl.
He did.
But and he got MVP.
He didn't have a great year.
And he got married over the weekend, so that's 2 rings.
No, he had a ceremony over
whatever.
The weekend.
Whatever.
They were already married. Yeah.
Just land the joke. All right.
Yeah. I think having him at 2 is just as crazy as having him off the list. He's not the second best athlete in the city. It's not even close. He had a great year. He went to Disney World. Congratulations. But he's not the second best athlete in the city. He's just not. He's not even the second best Eagle, you know? I don't think.
Well, ask Elliot.
Yeah. And having Zach Wheeler number 9 is...
Well, he doesn't respect pitchers.
That was a little out of control. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he said to me today, only 5 days. Well, football players only play every 7 days.
Exactly. What do you got to say with that, Hugh?
Yeah, Zach Wheeler plays more than any Eagle does. Andrew, did you fill out... Who do you think should be number 1? Andrew, who do you have on your list, number 1?
I have Barkley number 1. There's no other answer than that.
Well...
Carried us to the Super Bowl.
No, I agree.
Definitely not Jalen. Definitely not Jalen.
All right.
Oh, okay, let's not be so harsh with it. He's like, definitely not Jalen.
Definitely, yeah. That guy was an anti-Jalen guy.
Yeah, it sounded like you for real.
Might have been a pro-the-camera guy. I saw in my neighborhood graduation parties all over the neighborhood. People are graduating. Now, you're probably out of school, my guess is. So you don't do any graduating, but you can still graduate. At Colonial Hyundai right now, you can graduate to a brand new Hyundai. That's right. Graduate to a brand new Hyundai, and they're going to hook you up. You know, the price of college, through the roof. The price of brand new Hyundai at Colonial, they're taking care of you. Up to 20% off any new Hyundai in stock. Any brand new Hyundai, up to 20% off from the Cars Czar, John Ashdale, and Colonial. That's up to 10 grand on any new Hyundai at Colonial. You're also going to get more for your trade at Colonial than anywhere else, even if that trade of yours not only didn't graduate but flunked out, still piece of junk, they're going to give you $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And any new Hyundai at Colonial, every single one, comes with 3 years of complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain with Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7, ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, always faster, always easier, always the better way to buy a Hyundai. In-stock vehicles only. Tax and tax additional offers cannot be combined. See dealer for full details. Offer expires June 30th, 2025. 215-592-9494. Greg in Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Greg?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's up, Greg?
What's up, G?
I kind of agree with Ike on this here. You guys are really kind of giving Jalen no credit, because I think that based on what you say, Spike, the ideal of accomplishments kind of really mean nothing. And this list is based on what, and this is, that's why I say, in your opinion and Jack's opinions, it's a personal list of your own. So in that aspect, I get it. But I think where Ike says that he should be higher, I kind of agree, because again, if you're telling me that winning the Super Bowl means nothing, going to two Super Bowls in a certain period of time means nothing, then I can imagine what you would crucify him with if he didn't win at all. You know, it just really amazes me that no matter what he does, he can't seem to make everybody happy. So,
well,
what he is good at is as a game manager, which I'll give him credit for that. Okay. But I think that the list, as I'm listening to it now, you know, I think he should be on your list. He may not be higher than what you guys may think he deserves, but given the list of accomplishments, especially when you go against the guys that you guys really love. You love the guys that's throwing the 30 touchdowns and all that, but they don't have anything to show for all of these numbers that you guys are so enamored with.
Okay. But can I offer you this, Greg? I think sometimes we've gotten into this crazy spot where production from a player is now doesn't matter at all. Like, when we talk about numbers and the players that generally that I mention as the top quarterbacks in the league, those are not guys. There are empty numbers in the NFL for some quarterbacks. Not those guys. Mm-hmm. Like those guys aren't. Josh Allen's numbers are not empty. Right. It leads to a lot
Remember
of wins.
I used to say empty stats Dak all the time.
Right.
And that's not Josh Allen.
No. It's not Lamar Jackson. Nope. It's not Joe Burrow. No. It's not Patrick Mahomes. It's not Matt Stafford. It's not any. Even, I know I'm on an island with this one, but Baker Mayfield's stats are not empty. Like, that team has won games since he's gotten to Tampa. They've actually beaten the Eagles a few times.
Twice.
Yep. Beat them in the playoffs twice. So I think we've gotten to the point where maybe you could say, and I would understand this, that you're saying that the numbers matter too much. Maybe. But I think other people are making them not matter enough. Like, they are a record of what happened. When we talk about Nick Foles' performance in the Super Bowl in 2018, we talk about his production. When we talk about Saquon Barkley's 2024, we talk about his production, his numbers, his 2,000 yards, his more yards than anybody. Like, we certainly don't dismiss that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, even if they hadn't won the Super Bowl, we would still talk about Saquon's year as one of the greatest years of all time, even if they didn't win the Super Bowl. So I just think it's sort of in the middle. Right. I think, like, maybe Joe went a little far with individual performance, but, like, it is an individual list. And to your point, Greg, like, it is sort of how everybody sees it. So that would be my counter to what you said.
Okay. Well, again, that's why I say I straddle the fence on it, because I still think that Mike's
point of view.
Yeah.
Point of view.
Supportive.
Yeah.
I really support the way he thinks, because I think that, again, what he's endured in Philadelphia, and Philadelphia is not an easy place to play in.
No, I agree with that.
I agree.
I agree with that. As a quarterback, I would
definitely want so much And for those of us that have seen those 2-11 years with the Eagles and whatnot, to see where they are right now, I mean, we are just ecstatic. It's something to really enjoy while we can, because God knows I don't want to go back to those 2-11 years or whatever the case may be.
I agree with you, Greg.
I want to see that.
Thank you for the call, Greg. I would say the two quarterbacks in my lifetime who have handled Philadelphia the best are actually Jalen and Vic. Like, Vic came in during a storm, you know, and
certainly had a lot more than.
Yes. Self-earned. Yes, a self-earned
sure.
storm.
Yes.
But even like his next year after the runner-up MVP year, that was a rough year.
Yeah.
And I don't ever remember him saying anything negative or being affected by it. Now, part of that, I think, is his journey. There was so much chaos before he got here. Like, Philly fans probably very small comparatively to what he dealt with before. But I put Jalen way up there, not just as quarterbacks, but as any athlete in Philadelphia dealing with it. You know, we were just talking about Joel. Joel's had good moments here, but he's also had really bad moments with fans. But Jalen's never had any bad ones.
The one thing I would say with Jalen reminds me a lot of Five is that I don't think Jalen has created any of this.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, well, maybe some of the coach stuff.
Okay, but that's more or less them than it is us.
Yes, backlash
from fans.
Zero.
I just mean with fans. Like, he's not lashing out at fans or what have you. And so a lot of the criticism has come from the lack of winning, some of his limitations as a quarterback. Right,
but it's all play on the field.
No, yeah, I agree. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's all play on the field. Let me ask you this. Jalen's performance 2 years ago in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, I think, was just as good, if not better. Maybe if I dove a little deeper into the nuances of the game, I could argue it was better, but I won't even say it's better. I'll say it was just as good as the performance Nick Foles had in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. We just didn't win the game. In other words, had they won that game...
Nick Foles didn't have any turnovers.
Yeah, he did. He threw an interception in that game.
Did he?
Yeah.
Four touchdowns, one interception.
Yeah, it was a
tip ball.
He was throwing the ball to Alshon.
I don't remember it. Okay.
It was tipped.
All right, one and one.
I'm just saying...
Yeah, sure.
They both played great games is all I'm saying.
Absolutely, 100%.
Nick happened to win his game.
Yep.
Jalen didn't. I'm just saying, if they win that game against Kansas City, Jalen in two Super Bowls will have outplayed Patrick Mahomes on the biggest stage. Like, if they win that game, his performance in that game, that fumble doesn't even matter. It's not even viewed.
Yep.
Like, they win that game, he is viewed completely different coming out of that game, because most people believe he outplayed Patrick Mahomes in his first Super Bowl ever.
By the way, I think his two performances in the Super Bowl are why he will be high on this list.
As he should be.
Yeah, I don't think, he's had, I keep saying this, but I think it's true, he's had one great regular season. Mm-hmm. One. He hasn't.
Yeah, in 2022.
In five regular seasons. Now, the other ones haven't been bad.
Right.
But, like.
That's the exceptional one,
though. Yes. He's had one standout season. So it's not his regular season play that has him high on the top 11 list.
I can agree with that.
If they hadn't won the Super Bowl this year, I don't know where he'd be on this list.
That's true. And that's the thin line.
Yes.
That's that thin line between how we view. Because if Eli doesn't win the Super Bowl, he's a bum.
100%.
You know what I mean?
He's definitely not a Hall of Famer.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's that thin line. I'm just saying, if I look at his two performances in the Super Bowl, I thought Nick played great in 17. Jalen played great in that Super Bowl in 2022.
I agree.
He played great in that Super Bowl.
I agree. Yeah. I think that absolutely fair. But as we're finding out, winning matters.
It matters.
You know?
Yep.
The other thing about Foles, it doesn't make the performance better, but the fact that the other team was putting up points at the same rate that the Eagles were putting up points, and that Brady threw for 500 yards in that game.
Yeah.
Sort of like...
It's a duel.
It elevates, I think, sort of the memory of the Foles performance as well, that he out-dueled and won, and that Brady had a particularly
Brady
great game.
Brady outplayed him that day.
Brady put up a great number. Almost 500 yards. Yeah. Let me ask you this about Joel. So Joel comes in number 10.
Yes.
Do you think, let's say Joel has a normal Joel year next year. He plays 53 games, averages 30 points, 12, and the Sixers lose in the second round again.
Oh, God.
What, like, where does Joel end up on the list next year? Like, what is the view of him? Is it the same? Is it worse?
I would say it's the same.
Okay.
Because if he plays 53 games next year and they get to the playoffs and they happen to go out in the second round, like I said, I'll take 50 games from Joel Embiid in the postseason.
100%.
I'll take that. So yes. I wouldn't hold that. That would be viewed as a positive to me. That wouldn't be viewed as a negative.
No, I mean, we would have normal Joel back.
Yeah. You tell me he's having 30 points a game and they playing 50 games a year? Yeah, that's Joel.
He'll be back in the top seven, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, if he has a season like that, yeah. Because, and I also wonder.
I would argue that he could be in my top five, yeah.
Well, like I said, I mean, if he's performing like he normally performs, I don't see how he's not in the top five,
right,
to be honest with you.
Right, yeah.
And there are plenty of players who have choked in the playoffs who are still great players or whatever. He needs, I can talk about that shot against Toronto all I want. He just needs, and by the way, the game against the Knicks, the 50-point game against the Knicks, it was a great game, but he needs one of those to happen in a second round series to get them to the conference
final. Here's what I would view it. I would view it as a positive and give him the credit for playing the 50-plus games and being in the playoffs.
Sure.
Yeah. I wouldn't even hold it against him.
That's
that
where
they didn't
win.
Like, seriously, that's the way I would look at it. I'm like, that's a positive. It's not a negative to me.
Man, I can't wait till they trade that pick for a role player and a lower pick. It's going to be so funny. They take some guy nobody's heard of with the seventh pick.
Yeah,
that will not be fun.
Khan's not going to last till seven or eight, I can tell you that.
Listen, my eye test told you that months ago.
There's some whispers. KOC like is threatening to have him very high on his big
board. Khan Knipple. There we go.
There's some talk about Khan going top four at this point.
See?
It's about time everyone caught up.
No talent when I see
it. Exactly right.
The guy's a heady player.
Yeah.
Works hard. All right. 215-592-9494. It is top 11 week. What should matter more? The accomplishments or what you see with your eyes? Coming up next, you know what I saw with my eyes this weekend?
I saw a sweep.
Not just a sweep, but a pretty impressive sweep, I thought. Yeah. Well, like overall, a good performance from the Phils. We'll do the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Frith.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.